Yo, what's up, man? Welcome back to the bot between me and you, your boy. It's your boy, Young Bull, Bully, Bullshit Bully. You know, DJ, if you know, you know. Welcome back, episode 171. The chair is a little rocky, but I've been looking at some chairs. We might be having a nice one coming up soon, guys. Coming up soon, all right? No more. In the background, right? But I appreciate it. How's everyone doing, man? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Hopefully everybody had a good week. I went out this weekend, you know, I had a nice little fun time, you know. It's been a while since I went out, you know. I had fun, you know, got drunk, you know, drank. Going to the clubs and stuff. Yo, I just want to say one thing, too. Maybe y'all might be agreeing, especially people in the 607. Yo, when there's after spots, right? How about we make the age limit? I don't give a fuck. I don't care if y'all niggas deal with young chicks or whatever and shit. We got to set an age limit, bro. We have to set an age limit. Even if it's like, yo, that ass like 23, 24. I would say 25, cut it off, but I know some niggas out there. So, yo, what? 25? Nah, chill. But I know the problem. I'm just going to say this. I know the problem. If y'all listen, you listen. It's the fact that when y'all, I'm saying y'all because me, no, I don't. Nope. I guess, nope. I don't get no bitches. Whatever. When y'all invite these girls to go places, they invite the little niggas that they. Because I'm like, yo, there's no way niggas is inviting these little niggas to come out. And it's like, yo, nah, who inviting these little niggas out, bro? And then it clicked in my head. When niggas want the chicks to come out, the chicks are going to bring the dudes out or let the dudes know they're around their age. About, like, I know what I'm saying, right? So I'm putting this on the older niggas, you need to start finding older bitches. Yo, hopefully everybody had a nice little Easter and stuff. Nah, man, after I was pretty fair. I heard it was shooting, man. Let me know what happened. All I know is bitches was fighting over dick. Only reason why I know that, because bitches is like, yo, y'all fighting over dick is fucking stupid. I'm trying to eat my in bananas. Like, oh shit. That's what she. Shit is crazy, man. But yeah, we gotta stop. 25 and up, you're not allowed out after hours. Like that ass. That ass. Or just make it like that for the club or some shit. Like, do something. Somebody. If I do it, them niggas gonna. If I try to open a spot and do some shit like that, these niggas gonna have like the little niggas come and try to party. Like. Yeah, that's that. But Easter, you know, Easter was this weekend, April Fool's. I feel like April Fool's is like a holiday. Like, I feel like April Fool's is like a holiday where, like, you know, you get the, you're going to get the jokes, you know, you're going to get, like, the famous people. I think one year, Michael Strahan did the Gap Tooth and stuff. That was kind of cool and stuff, you know. Like, I feel like we didn't really get nothing this year and stuff. But we did get on Easter, you know. I want to say another thing about Easter, too. I want to talk. We don't want to be here for too long and stuff. One thing I noticed, too, about Easter. Easter is for the young, like, 10 and under. Like, my son's, like, 12. Nigga didn't even want to do nothing. Nigga just want to sit in the crib, eat candy, play video games. I'm like, my nigga. I'm glad I didn't get you no presents. I just gave a nigga, like, 40 bucks and was like, yo, go do what you got to do. Here goes some money for you. Do something. Don't spend it all on video games. She's like, I got 100 now. I get to buy. Dad, you still going to buy me Call of Duty? Nigga, what? You got more money right now than I got in my pocket. You buy yourself Call of Duty and shit, man. But yeah, Easter is fun. Easter chilling with the kids and stuff. Easter was weird, though. Easter was weird. Let me know if I'm wrong. You know me, we're not really journalists. Easter was kind of weird. I don't know if anybody heard the news. I don't know. And I know Easter was on Sunday. All right. So when I came across this news, I might have posted on Sunday or Monday. But between me and you, I just need to know. I don't, well, I just need y'all to know. I don't know if they passed on Friday. I didn't see no talks about it on Friday, but I swear when I see it on Twitter, it was like, I want to say it was Sunday. It was Easter morning. And some of y'all know what I'm about to say. Did this nigga Biden Sunday morning just change Easter into Transgender Day? That's all. Hey, I ain't got nothing to say. Only thing I got to say is, although everything was closed, you know how many stores was closed across the United States on Sunday? Okay, Biden, can you just make a fucking law on a Sunday? That's all I got. Like, you know, I'm not. Nothing. I'm not even gonna say. I think I seen Caitlyn Jenner say something. Not even, hey, not my beef. I mean, I'm not in. Hey, I don't got a horse in the race or some shit they say. A dog on a leash. My only thing is, so now on the God, Easter's supposed to be when the day that. So now. Is Transgender Day, which kind of makes sense when you kind of think about it. You break down the little narrative, the nine, the nano micro thing, trans, you transition, you know, you transition to like something else. And if you think about it, God, he transitioned, he resurrect, you know, and so the nanos and the minnows, and the, all right, like I had, like I said, I ain't got nothing. Got nothing against I got y'all day. Us black people, we got June 10th, so y'all got Easter. All right, white people got every day. Other people, I guess they just fit in between. Like, yeah, so we're good. Power to you. April Fool's was yesterday, like I was saying. I don't know. Okay, anybody know me? Know I could be a funny asshole person. You know, some of y'all know that. Some of y'all hit me up and talk and all that dumb shit. So y'all know I could be an asshole. I didn't want to give up all my jokes, but I do want to say this. If y'all seen my posts and stuff, I was telling y'all, yo, only if y'all like my post, I would give up my method of my April Fool's joke that I'm doing. Nobody want to say nothing. I still gave niggas hint. Niggas didn't want to say nothing. My April Fool's joke worked. My April Fool's joke worked. It worked. Guess what I did? And then hold on, before I talk about when we do an April Fool's joke, be like, oh yeah, we pregnant, but you want people to believe that you pregnant. Oh yo, I'm hurt. Come over and help me out. Right? And then we usually when they get there. You know, or it's like when you say something, you just want them to, you know, they just going on because it's like a prank and stuff, right? Usually, sometimes at the end, you'd be like, oh, that man, it was just April Fool's joke. So, reason why I keep looking back, I did an April Fool's joke on my landlord. Let the nigga know, like, yo, niggas got robbed. I only got this amount of rent for you this month. Let me slide, and then next month we're just gonna be right there. I don't want to be behind though. That's what, now I'm tight. I'm sad. I'm fucked up. Let me just go. All right, yo, I'm gonna be over to come pick up the money. Yo, did you get robbed on one of the phone scans when they text your phone and call your phone? And I was like, cause he was like, yo, I did it. Something like, oh, like whatever, doing the message and stuff. In my head, I'm like, yo, do I use this? But then I'm like, yo, I don't. If he did, I don't know how I would explain my situation of how I got robbed like that, you know? So I'm like, yo, I just talk to you when you get here. Then when a nigga comes and shows up so I could give him the money for the rent, I only paid half of the rent. And we're good. I don't owe nothing. Which I felt bad because I'm like, damn, this is kind of like a joke. But when he came inside, I literally thought he was going to tell that it was his April Fool's. Because he's kind of cool like that, you know, city nigga. But I'm like, oh shit. He's going to know I didn't get robbed. Then he just started talking to me about, yo, you want to help me sell some stuff? Yo, you want to go to auctions with me? Yo, auctions for cars, like, I don't know, storage things. I was talking about, like, storage units, like, auctions, like, things, like, yeah. I told him about, like, how to do, like, collectibles and stuff like that. And, like, the whole time he's just talking to me about all this shit, I'm just in my head thinking, like, okay, what I'm going to do when he brings back up how that happened to you? Because we talked about it. And then right when I was getting the money, he was like, yo, just saying, like, what can I do to, like, get more, to, like, help me get some money in my pocket, right? You know? All I know is I thought the nigga was gonna be like, look around and be like, I don't know how he didn't look around and be like, nigga, you didn't get robbed. Or I thought he was just gonna be like, all right, well, yeah, just give me this and then throughout the weeks, just pay me off. Nah, that nigga was just straight cool with it, but I was like, oh. Like, he's cool enough to the point where, like, I could have made the joke with him. Like, I was gonna make a joke saying, like, yo, there's fucking roaches and rats and stuff. I just had to fucking kill, blah, blah. Yo, this is fucking crazy, man. I'm not doing it like this. Like, I was gonna do some shit like that, too. I might save that for next year. But yes, that was my thing. I got my landlord. Sure nobody's listening. I got my landlord, bro. Use the April Fool's joke. Some of y'all tell me right now if you think that's, oh, that's fucked up. I still pay my rent. I still pay the rent. I was like, yo, I got this for you, but can we boom boom be good enough to not that's clean? So hey, y'all can say, hey, that's fucked up, Paul. I think it would be fucked up if I got because I kind of feel bad because I'm like, damn, nigga game McCurry doesn't even look robbed, but he didn't even. But yeah, that was my April Fool's joke, my April Fool's work. Hopefully, I wonder what. Hey, let me know what y'all did and stuff, but hey, that's what I did. Got away with it. But did you get away with it? We don't know until rent comes up and be like, oh, but what about the, that's why. I'm gonna pay this nigga rent before the first. I'm gonna pay him like the 18. I'm gonna mail him rent. He's gonna be, oh, I'm gonna be like, oh, I get a rent bump. Just so, like, he doesn't even like. You know what I mean? All right. That was my April Fool's. That was my weekend. Hopefully, everybody else had a great weekend. Let's get into it. We got a couple topics to get into it. We got some hip hop news to get into it. I guess Stimmies are back. Oh, shit. Let's find out. Let's get to it, man. Stimmies are back. Stimmies are back. Oh man. Okay, let's get to this hip hop news real quick. You know, I want to run through a few topics. We here between me and you, the Bop, episode 171. We just want to talk about a few things. Some of these things might sound, oh, I just want to give a refresher on this. You know, hip hop. You know, we've been talking a lot of hip hop, and I still want to keep talking some because there's a lot of shit going on, and I think between me and you, we can figure out some of this shit. Don't want to be here for too long talking about. So, we're hearing this, oh, who benefiting the most from this future thing? Rawls. We hear it, Khaled. We hear it, the baby, little baby, or like one of the, I think somebody said that shit, and I'm like, yo, wait, what's going on? And my person who I think benefited the most, and this is just between me and you, my opinion. Bulls Opinion Podcast, right? I say Future benefited the most from Drake. Because Future had, when Future was coming into the game, he still has the same, he still raps, he still He still does the same shit that he does when he came in. Like, nothing changed. Same with Cole. Cole still raps the same. Like, boom. Drake's doing Afro beats, dance. Like, Drake is all over the place, right? All I'm saying is, from my point of view, Future was good on the rise, but his music, people wasn't like, it was like, wasn't really. Future music feel like to me didn't really hit. I'm not saying it hit me because I don't. I just listen to someone and say, oh, shit, this is Future. This is like a party. Like, niggas is getting lit to the song type shit. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't. Whatever. But it wasn't, and I feel like it wasn't until he linked up with Drake, it was like people started putting some more respect on Future's name. More respect on Future's name when Drake started co-signing him and started making records with him and like always was boom, 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 make like it was all it was. It looked like how it is right now with 21 Savage and Drake, Future and stuff. So Mike, for me, if I had to say Future, and if I wanted to do some more digging and homework and stuff, I could probably find how and stuff. Somebody said Ross. Ross and Drake don't even have that many collabs for it to be like, oh yeah, Drake, I need you for this stuff. Like, no. Future and Drake have damn near half an album. They have like an album together. They might have a whole album together. Oh, don't they have the diamonds thing? The album cover that look like a diamond, right? I think so. I didn't become a Drake fan until Nothing Was the Same. And plus, and still after that, I wasn't like a diehard fan until, I don't know. I liked it all. This one album I was late to was More Music, More Life. I'm mad that I was like late to that album. That album was fire. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's what I think. I think Future benefited the most from this Drake stimulus package, whoever I'm hearing going around. Who I'm going to miss making music with Drake the most is Rick Ross. Man, they got the Grail, they got Roses, they got Lemon Pepper, they got, Stay Scheming, Grease. Come on. And you know what's crazy? I think I might have said this when Lemon Pepper came out. Or like when they made that 3-pack, because he was on whatever song. When they make that song, they make that song where they make that music. Rick Ross and Drake make that music where like you're just sitting at a table, you got your legs crossed, you got your wine, and you smoking your cigar. You just listen to that Grease. That shit, I'm gonna miss them the most. And I don't know why, you know me guys, I'm sorry, I don't know why Drake and Ross fell out. Obviously Future and them probably fell out over some girls, some complication. And we still don't know. Like I said, Drake might have been going about the regular life, and then it could have been Future who was acting like a bitch and was like, oh shit, and it's like, yo, and Drake's like, yo, my nigga, yo, we niggas and shit, like, you are, like, why you acting like this, you know? I know we like to blame the light-skinned niggas sometimes, but we're just saying, and it is kind of weird, though, too, and now everything makes sense when it's like, yo, when's the last time we heard a Drake and Future project? He said, I'm moving on for Ferragamo's. Same summer. And it's so beautiful. Whatever song that is. Hopefully, y'all can catch that right. Yeah. Is that They Lost That Last Song together? I think. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to miss Drake and Rick Ross a lot. I think Future benefited the most from being friends with Drake. And, that's what I think. And I want y'all to know, because we're hearing rumors about Eminem coming out with an album, right? I just want the big three to know, M is going to say something. I'm putting that stamp on right now. Let's stamp that right fucking now. I'm going with that. M is going to say something, address them. It's like, yeah, you had a little baby goats and stuff like that. He might even make a song visual of him being like the leader. They're like his little goats and sheeps running around and shit. I'm telling you. That's all I know, and I'm banking on that, stamping that. I want to be the first one to say I knew Eminem was going to address them. Or just address like Kendrick and let Kendrick know, like, yo, y'all niggas, y'all good, y'all great, y'all good, y'all coming up, y'all about to graduate high school, y'all graduating high school. A lot fucks with it, but this is different over here. And niggas don't rap like that's what I think. That's what I think. When M come with his album, M's birthday is in October, so I think M might drop in the summertime. But M is gonna be smart because now I think M is gonna drop. M has to drop before Colin. And Kendrick. Well, no, never mind. Let me get no. M could drop whenever. It does. It's Eminem. He could drop whenever. He could drop it. Speaking of dropping whenever, I want to say I'm sorry about Big Sean and Jordan Lucas. I seen them doing all this stuff, but it's like, yo, this Future album and Beyonce album that nobody that I'm following is talking about. So I just want to say I'm sorry, Jordan Lucas and Big Sean, man. I've been seeing y'all over here on these blogs and shit. Like, oh, y'all doing these interviews here and there. Mav Hoffa and shit. Okay, I see you. That's what's up. Gotta do a lot of promoting, man. Why y'all drop during that time? Just talk to me. Why? Why you come out doing Beyonce? You know it was smart to come out during Future time? Why y'all do that? Why? Who's your publicist? Who's your management? You don't got nobody on the inside? I just feel sorry for these two guys and stuff. Because like their sales would probably be a lot higher, or their views would probably be a lot higher. But it's all good. Hopefully they get y'all second week. Great music, great songs and stuff too. But yeah, like I was saying, this Queen B. I always call her Queen B. If you look, do my research, I call her Queen B. I always have Beyonce, that's what I'm talking about, but you know, it's just Queen B, whatever. I'm just mad that I didn't hear about this album dropping until 2 days later, and then I heard from niggas. I heard from a dude with balls and a mustache and a beard with hair on his back to tell me that this Beyonce album dropped. And I'm like, yo, that's what that her and that horse picture was all about. Because I kept seeing it. I'm like, oh, she must have dropped another. I swear to God, I didn't see it. I don't know. I was like hungover or something. And I'm always busy on Fridays and stuff. So I'm not really. Unless I know something, because I. No, but I did say last week. That's my fault. I did say last week, yo, Beyonce should be dropping. It's the 20 something, so she should be dropped. I think it was the 26. I was like, oh, she should be dropping soon by the end of March. So that was my dumb ass because I didn't know she was dropping. But I wasn't even like having paying attention until like niggas told me. And I'm like, oh shit, like what the fuck? I'm literally not following no hoes, no females, no bitches, no chicks, no women that are listening to this Beyonce album or even say anything about it. Yes, I understand it's country. It's a great album. To me, it's a good album because the music, the flow. It's clean. I guess, like you know me, I'm not. That's how much of, like I could tell when it's like, oh damn, they should have cleaned this up. Like I don't know how to explain that to y'all over the audio and whatever. If you're watching me though on YouTube, please, hey, leave a like. Smash the subscribe button. Ring a bell. Well, I won't remember to put any of that stuff. I just know like. But yeah, man, I'm just like, yo, I'm like, damn, none of these chicks, no female, nobody on the timeline is really talking about this. I found this out by talking to somebody in person that the Beyonce album dropped. I'm like, yo. Then I had to go on my then when I went on Twitter timeline, I'm like, oh, like obviously the first time I seen the picture of Beyonce, I could tell like, oh, okay, that's what y'all, okay, her album did drop, okay, cool. Anybody else having that problem too? Everybody else looking around? Because, let's be real. Let's fucking be real. When Beyonce dropped that one act, "You Can't Break My Soul." Whoa, whoa, whoa. "You Can't Break My Soul." Wait, is this act two or act three? See, I don't even fucking know. But when she dropped that shit, the radios, chicks, I think chicks quit their job and shit. No, I know somebody that quit their job. Dead ass. Posted that and was like, "Yo, I'm a fucking job." Dead ass. I swear to God. But I might even say something during the time. Go look that up. Maybe not, but trust me, I know somebody. I'm not saying no name. Yeah, but like we're not hearing no rumblings about this album. But so it's gonna be weird if it does win album of the year just because of what Hov said, and like we're not, I don't know. I'm not playing the radio all the time. Right now in my dang and right now in my car, I'm listening to Views. I was just listening to Surf's album, Make Sure You Kill Me, for like the whole year. Yeah, for the whole first quarter. That's what I do. I listen to like a CD for like 2 3 months, and then I switch it out. So right now I got Views in. I probably listen to Views until the summertime. So yeah, that's me about my music. But yeah, Queen Bee drop. I'm not hearing no noise and stuff. I see chicks talking more about this Lizzo shit than anything else. Nope. You already know what we got to say. Between me and you, episode 171. I want y'all to know sometime. Gotta spit that out. Gotta get that hate out. Go ahead. Now, between me and you, Lizzo. Let's be real. We're average. We're average paying attention to the media people or whatever, blah, blah, whatever. If y'all get that drift, like, we're not really deep into, like, hey, everything that's going on, right? Can y'all agree with that? That's why you watch me, between me and you. We're just trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on. So, when's the last time you heard Lizzo's name? Oh, Lizzo. Oh, shit. Something's going on with Lizzo. She was doing some funny shit with apples and oranges and bananas with her fucking backup dancers. Some freaky little deaky freaknik shit going on, right? That's all we gotta say, right? Lawsuits was brought against her, right? I remember the two girls was on news, and then she was like somewhere in London while she was somewhere overseas while shit was going on over here, right? Some I don't know, some maybe it's a little bit off right there, but I don't know about anything that happened between. I don't know if she dropped a project, a song, a record. She did something for charity or anything. I don't even know if she settled. Between me and you, like we not digging and researching. Unless you want me to dig and research, just leave a like, yo boy, start digging and researching. But with that being said, you hear this, and now you hear another Lizzo news. Lizzo quits music. That's strange. You were just getting some settlement, some shit with your backup dancers or your crew, like whatever they was, treating them bad and stuff, and now you quit music. So that stuff is right about you. Or, Lizzo, between me and you, your contract is up. Nobody wants to sign you or wants to deal with you, so you quitting. Because that, which means you, when you come out with these statements, you're basically saying you're done making music. All I want to know is, are you on a contract? Because always, every time I hear about these music contracts, there's always like 10, 20 years. It's like, oh, yo, you got 5 albums, 3 albums. What Lizzo put out about what? Three, four projects, maybe. I don't look. Come on, bro. We don't. How we would know Lizzo? Lizzo's demographic is Taylor Swift demographic, the black white girls. Yeah, I said it. Come on, y'all always order the white girls that act black. Yeah, there's black white girls. Let's not be stupid. All right, let's not be dumb.
all right, between me and you, let's not be dumb. There's black white girls. There's white girls that act black that say the N-words. There's black girls that's white that act white that fucking, oh my God, you fucking cross a road wrong. I was like, bitch, shut the... Now, but ain't, that's, it's kind of weird that we hear about this Lizzo shit. Like, maybe it is time for Lizzo just to hang it up, because every time Lizzo's name is like out there, it's always something. It's always something. It's always something. But I just want to know if she could just straight up quit, or is her contract, it's just time and it's up. Lizzo, between me and you, if you could get back to me, my email is get back to me between me and you. Oh man, Lizzo quit music. She should have, oh man. That's what Diddy should have done. And I know people talked about this. We talked about this too. It was like, yo, because when Cassie came out with that shit, right, the lawsuit, did Diddy know ahead of time, or like just know something, like something could happen? Or he was just like playing like, all right, go ahead, I dare you. Yeah, go ahead, hey, I call your bluff. And then the shit happened. Because it's like, yo, Diddy, you should have fucking been... If you knew she was going about to do this, you should have been covering your ass from the start. Maybe you was, maybe you did, and maybe you did. But yeah, these are the two situations we're going to be done talking about. We're done talking about these situations until more information come out. We're done talking about Diddy until more situations come out. Did he do it? Did I don't. We don't know. Did he do what? He's being accused allegedly of all this stuff. Doesn't mean he's fucking did it. And I just want to say, just yo, if two people accuse you of something, did you do it? Do anybody know where accused? That's the one thing I hate. Was like, oh, he's being accused of this, or he did it. No, nigga, he's being accused of it. I could accuse you of something. I could accuse you of being gay. Okay, you could say no, okay, but I'm accusing you of being gay. Okay, cool. Now what? You're a crackhead. I'm accusing your mom of being a dope head. I'm accusing you of being fucking, like, whatever. Okay, cool, great. Prove it. Okay, cool. But nope, go prove it in the court of law. Like, come on, like, let's just be real. But that's what I'm saying. We're done talking about this because he did do shit. He paid out, coughed up, and then all these other things coming out. But that's what happens, though. Say if I beat up somebody, right, and I get in trouble for it. Now, and I pay the price for it. Now somebody else could be like, oh shit, this nigga beat me up. Yo, no, I remember when he beat me up. Oh, I remember, look, I had this little girl. And it's like, yo. And then if I kind of knew the person, then they kind of going to believe the story. Which is fucking whack, bro. I mean, you know what's funny? If niggas ever say like, oh, a woman did this. Niggas always be like, oh, that nigga's just fucking stupid. Like, nobody never believed Johnny Depp. Until the nigga Johnny Depp had to be in fucking court, damn near fucking crying. And they caught the fucking woman, like, laughing and smirking and trying to fake cry. And then niggas, then they started believing Johnny Depp. That's my hip-hop news, my hip-hop take, and stuff like that. Like I said, so we're going to be done talking about Diddy until more shit surface come out. We're done talking about this Future and Drake and Cole and Kendrick shit until somebody... We know Drake and J. Cole's not responding. They're not going to say shit. They're not dropping nothing. Drake is on tour. Cole's doing, about to do Dreamville this weekend with 50 Cent, Nicki Minaj, SZA, Race Murder. He got the niggas out there. They out there. Boz, they out there. Come on, they're not saying nothing to Future drops, and then we're going to get music. So all I know is, later, come May, is going to be May. We're going to get so much music in May. We're going to be covering a lot. We're going to be listening to a lot. All right? And I want to just say one more thing before we get out of this hip-hop music type shit talk. Joe Budden. What's up, man? You already know I respect you. Shout out to you, man. You've been doing the big. You're the one who helped me uplift, start my podcast. One episode, Matt, a long episode ago. I think it was like 100, 148. It was either 148 or
It was either 148 or 248, 246. I don't know. One of the episodes in like 2018, I was watching and I was like, yo, you know what? That ass. You gotta fucking do it. And I fucking did it. Right after I got done, no, whatever. But yo, Joe, shout out to you. But I just wanna say, if you ever need an interpreter, you know what interpreter is, right? I'm your guy. Yo, look me up on Twitter. I'm Young Bull. You know, I follow you. It's easy. Young Bull Show. Follow me. Just look me up, man. Follow, you can see like the gritty, the giddiness, the grittiness, the wittiness, the asshole in me. You'll probably be like, yo, you know what? I can have this guy talk to me. Talk for me. Or just say like for example, you out here, sexy red gay man, you know, blogs are picking it up and stuff. You know, people are making a living off your name and shit. Which I was thinking, I was like the other day, I was like, yo, I'm about to just start listening to the podcast and write all the good shit that Joe Budden said about somebody or to somebody or what he's happy about or what he's glad about. Because everybody always posts about what Joe Budden say he hates, he dislike, he don't fuck with, he hates. And it's like, yo, what? But you didn't just, you feel me, Joe? But I'm saying this. So the blogs are picking up the shit about you said about Sexy Red. Oh, Drake is promoting Sexy Red. That's blah, blah, shit like that. Like, Drake is being paid to promote Sexy Red. Shit like that, blah, blah. And the blogs took it and, like, ran with it. And now shit kind of looks stupid. And I know it's stupid when you see the blogs keep posting that stories. Like, I think it was the Shade Room. Yo, Joe Budden said this about Sexy Red, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, an hour later, Joe Budden says this about Sexy Red. It's like, wait, he said, I just remember, he said something else? Oh, no, it's the same shit. That's how you know, it's like, oh, y'all trying to gain traction. But, I want to say, is that kind of, is that all? Is that all? Let me know, is that all? Now, as if I was your interpreter, Joe, this is what I would say. All right, how's everyone doing? So as you can see, Drake has been hanging around Sexy Red a lot. As we know, Drake is a superstar. Drake time is money. Drake ain't doing nothing for free. He will look out, give discounts, help out, get you to that next level. But nothing's free. The boy live in Canada. He can't just stay in the States and just chill. Gas. He gotta eat. His son needs his hair braided. Come on, guys. Drake is not just doing or walking around the hood for free. And with that being said, we're loving this Drake and Sexy Red collab. That's what Joe meant, guys. That's what he meant. Like, even when I read the line, when I read this shit, I'm like, I wanted to be like, I should have just said no shit, but I was like, yo, let me just save it for the pod, and I addressed my version on the pod, because it's like, yo, yeah, I think Drake is really, you think Drake is not getting paid to be around him, her? You think Drake is hanging around her for free? Doing all this shit with her for free. I understand he said the word promoting. Obviously, he's not kumbaya, like holding up like the fucking baby in Lion King. Like, hey, I'm promoting, I'm showing her. But he's like, he's with her. And like, you being with Drake helps promote you. Like, I know we're not about to sit here and be dumb. Like, yeah, like, we know he just said it in a dumb way. All right? Just like what Trump was like, yo, we need to build these walls and keep these guys out. Yo, why the fuck does he say we need to build a wall to keep people out? Now you're looking at seeing all this shit that's happened at the border shit. Now you're probably looking at Trump like, damn, we should have built these fucking walls. He just said it the wrong way. Joe, if you ever need an interpreter, holla at me. I shave my head bald if I need to. You know, we're good. We're good. Just let me know. But yeah, but other than that, we're going to be done talking about Future and shit and Drake and them and Cole and them. Until somebody drops some new fucking music, we're done talking about Diddy and shit.
we're just done until like more news and information come out. Sorry, Lizzo, you had to quit. I apologize for you. You just was in too much shit, man. Too much shit was just happening for you, man. Too much shit was happening for you. Joe Budden, you need an interpreter? You know where to find me at. The bot between me and you. Hopefully Joe hits me up. If he does, he does. That would be so fucking great. You know, it's the bot between me and you, episode 171. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, watching, supporting me. I appreciate it. I really do. The only thing I'm going to ask for is leave a like. Just start leaving likes. Don't even watch. I'd rather y'all not watch and just leave likes. I appreciate it, though, for the support, though. I really appreciate it. Leave comments if you want. Down if you're on YouTube, if you're watching this, hi. Leave a comment. You don't have to message me on my DM or say, hey, Bull, you talking to me? You don't need to press me or nothing. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just here. And plus, between me and you, I'm an idiot. Between me and you, that's why y'all not commenting down below. Y'all just messaging me because you want to keep everything between me and you. Okay, hey, makes sense. All right. In other news, and like some real news, you heard what's coming. You see what's coming. Stimmies are coming. Stimmies are coming. Stimmies are coming. They're coming back April 15 for the next 13 to 18 months. No, I'm not a journalist, so no, I didn't write it all the way down. But I do remember it either being a 3 or an 8. So I know it's for the next 13 to 18 months. You know that we're going to be getting stimulus checks. And it's funny because they're probably going to stop around the time when we get a new president. So then it makes it look like, oh, the new president stopped our stimmies. But just to congratulate everybody, we about to get stimmies checks. But I just want everybody to know, slow the fuck down. Slow the fuck down. Because my ass might not be getting no stimmy. Yes, I got the stimmies last time. But like, I don't think everybody's getting a stimulus check this time, this go around. You know, especially, I'm going to say this. Between me and you, you know me, like, Bo, we don't be doing all the much digging. If we do, the words just be too big sometimes. I'm just like, I don't know. But just because you got the stimulus check last time doesn't mean you're going to get it this time. I think because like my life, my fucking living situation done changed over the last 4 years. Like I make way more money, way this way. Like shit doesn't change. Like shit doesn't change. Like I way more money, way better job, better situation and shit, like all that shit. So I feel like if you did the same, if you could say in 4 years, like your whole fucking, like, if you could say in 4 years, you damn near make, doing your taxes, you make like damn near 15 more thousand than you did 4 fucking years ago, you might not get this, bro. That's all I can say. If you think you surpassed, like, if you could say like, damn, but I think I make way too much money to give me some free money. You know, like, because I know some people make money. I know some people that make just as much money as me and they somehow still end up getting food stamps. That's because they got a lot of kids. But even in that case, you might not get the stimmy. You might not get the stimmy. So I'm just letting everybody know now, don't get too hyped. I'm going to let y'all know. If I get my stimmy, I'm going to let y'all know. And when I get my stimmy, right? The first person to comment, I'm sending $50 to. The first person comment, because I know it's like I don't get no comments, comment and like, I don't get nothing. I get all these views. I appreciate it. But I want y'all to comment and like, and I'm going to get $50 away every month when I get my stimmy. Or I can give away $100. It doesn't matter. I give away $50 to two people. It's whatever. If I get my stimmy, which me, I'm 50-50 because the way, what I've been reading and hearing a guy talk about it and just seeing things, like I said, reading and hearing and shit, I'm just like, damn, might not get it.
might not fucking get it. But yes, stimmies are coming, guys. Be happy, be prepared. You know, hoes are gonna be going out, nails are gonna be done, everybody, bottles are gonna be popping out. Oh, it's gonna be a lit summer. It's gonna be a lit summer. You already know what I'm doing, my stimmies. Pokemon, gotta catch him up. That's it. I get it. We're gonna get Pokemon, we're gonna be giving away $100, okay? But we're gonna be, if we get stimulus, I want people to listen to this. If we're getting stimulus check, I would be giving away $100 every month through my podcast. All right? For the next 13 to 18 months. So that's good, you know? Fuck it. Easy. Cash App right there. Send it to you. Ain't no waiting for the winner or nothing. I already said what you gotta do. You do that, we're good. Also coming this weekend to the northeastern states. I don't know if it's coming anywhere else. The solar eclipse. Now I'm starting to think that niggas was right. Because I'm like, yo, bro, shut the fuck up. Niggas said, oh, solar eclipse is coming. The end of the world coming. Solar eclipse is coming. Oh, it's going to be the end of the world. Now everybody's coming to New York for the end of the world. And I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Ain't it kind of weird if you're in New York State? Or if you're in the northeast, eastern thing, there's a big ass fucking storm coming. Now, I don't even know if it's a winter storm, but it's just a storm coming, a rainstorm coming. It might be in like covering Tennessee, Ohio right now, Illinois, some of those parts. Like it's coming into New York like this. It's coming. Like Kansas, Tennessee, all those states right there, most of Pennsylvania, probably Pennsylvania's covered, Ohio, Indiana. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. This is Tuesday, April 2nd. There's a fucking storm coming. All I got to say is, yeah, and there's a solar eclipse coming April 8th. I think they had the time down, too. School's going to be getting out early around, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock, too, as well. So that's next Monday. Oh, shit. Next Monday is is it next Tuesday? Oh, fuck. I don't fucking know. Next Tuesday, Monday, whatever, is the fucking solar eclipse. So I guess we still might be able to get a chance to talk about that again. But I just want to say something. Because I can tell you, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. Every time we get a fucking... There's going to be a solar eclipse. There's going to be a shooting star. There's going to be a meteorite that you're going to be able to see. In the northeast, we can never fucking see it. It might just be Mother Nature. And now the fact that there's a severe storm... fucking coming up the northeast, to the northeast, into like New York, and we're supposed to have this perfect weather of a solar eclipse. You know what had me thinking? You ever seen the movie Colony with Lawrence Fishburne, or you seen the TV show Snowpiercer? It's like those happen because it snowed one time and it just never stopped snowing for fucking 10-15 years. What if some shit like that happened to us? On that day, on fucking April 8th, whatever happens that day, it just never fucking stops. Like, what if the eclipse, what if we never leave the eclipse? Obviously, we will, because we gotta spin and move. But, like, just, I don't know, it's just weird that, like, yo, every time we're supposed to have something with the weather happens. Something with the weather happens. But yeah, the solar eclipse is coming. New York State. Everybody's coming to New York State. I know some people from New Jersey and PA is coming to New York State. New York, Broome County, where I live at, they're closing the schools early. Schools is closed at 12 at noon after lunch, like that ass. So like, I know this is a big thing, but my biggest problem is like, yo, the weather is so fucking shitty this week, right? So fucking shitty. And it doesn't look like it's clearing up. And what if it is the end of the world? I don't know. I don't know. What's up in other news? In other news, I want to say I was told that, well, we've been listening, kind of understanding. I know you sound all over the place most of the time. But you was kind of right. You was kind of right. Obama really ain't do nothing for us. Set us back a little bit. Then when Trump came in, he tried to push us forward. We got up on our feet. And then Biden came and set us back down.
and took care of us. You know, and now we're set back. And now we're stuck in this inflation, blah blah. Same shit I just been trying to say. Democrats want us to control. They want to do enough for you. They want to do less for you so you could think that we need them to be able to live, survive, and provide for our family. Republicans try to, you know, for example, Trump. Yo, we're going to try to get you to get on your own so you can be able to take care of your family on. So your family relies on you. We can help you. We could get you a, like, Republicans. We could bring you to the pond, but we can't help you drink the water. Democrats want you to bring the water to the pond, and then we're going to feed you, and then we serve you the water. No, nigga, I just worked to go get this shit, nigga. You're not going to tell me how I got to spend it or collect this shit. The fuck? Republicans are like, yo, we're gonna bring you to the pond. We're going to show you this, right? Now you just see how you can drink and shit, bro. For real. I'm telling you. That's my... I don't want to get too deep. If somebody... You know, like I said, if you ever want to have a conversation, we can have a conversation and shit. But just look at it. For example, when Obama was in president, if you was in the system, you was good. You was getting free phones. You was getting Medicaid. You was getting this. But guess what? You had to be in the system. You had to be in the bracket. You had to make less than this. You had to be this, right? Fucking Trump comes in office. Okay, no. Everybody's going to be treated equal. The wealth, the poor people, this place. Yo, everybody get it how they get it. We're going to give y'all this. Whoever stays on their feet, they get to their feet. You know, some people survived. Some people didn't. Some people fell. Some people... You know, they took advantage of it, and then the shit flopped for them. You know? Trump was helping people out. He was helping people get it on their feet. And if you could tell, my fucking side of my nose is like itching. And if you could tell, Trump was helping, like I said, he was helping people get it. You want a business? Okay, you can start a business. All right, so We can help you get to it, but it's up to you to keep it running. It's up to you to keep it running. You know? I'm just saying, man, when you look, just all you gotta do is look back at things and stuff, man. And then what? Biden comes in. If you're in the system, or if you're a different ethnicity, other than white and black, we're gonna help you. You know? Like I said, like... Biden is a prime. You should be able to see within these 4 years. Look at your friend. Your friend had a business, opened a business and stuff like that. Now niggas don't have no business. Now niggas is linking up together to start businesses. You can just go out and get your own business. Now people are linking. Like, come on, man. It's just, man. And my favorite line, like I always say, when Nicki Minaj said that one song, "You're broke, bitch. We should have wrote it for Mitt Romney." Mitt Romney was a Republican. It's just having a Republican in office, having that mindset. It's a different mindset. Like, you know, like, or hey, we want to rely on the government and the system to survive and live and to help us get us through. And that's what then, okay, keep rolling. But then Democrats, right, just got rid of Jesus. Right, for Easter, and made Easter transgender day. That's what a Democratic president, the president of the United States did, who's a Democrat. Christianity revolves around Easter. No, yeah, nobody's discriminating against race or anything, but it's like, yo, you couldn't wait to April Fool's? Well, not even April Fool's. You couldn't wait to April 1st to April 2nd? You really did that on Easter? So now when some people who don't like Easter, don't like Jesus, like say if a gay person don't like Jesus, they'd be like, no, this is transgender day. Fuck Easter. What are you talking about? Jesus don't care about me. All right, move right along. We don't want to get in too deep into that. Alex Murdoch, right? I didn't do too much digging in this, but the Murdoch doc, the dude that killed his whole family, right? He was just killing people, killing the eggs, just hiding shit, right? You know, killing people, right? Why did he get 40 years for stealing? He finally being charged with stealing. Why is he getting charged with stealing? Is it because they couldn't really pin the murders on him and can't really pinpoint and like really like fucking blah blah, but they got him for fucking stealing? It's kind of weird. Or is it not the same guy? Somebody please let me know if that's not the same guy. I'm pretty sure that is the same guy. I'm just weird that, like, yo, this dude kills his family, a couple of people in his family, just killing people. The nurse aide, the maid lady and shit, just, like, doing some foul shit. He was stealing for corporations and stuff like that, but it's like, yo, so did he have, like, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. All I know is, like, when I seen, like, yo, this nigga got 40, and I seen a bunch of blogs like this, 40 years for stealing. Like, let me read the next one. Wait, 40 years? Like, this is the dude that murdered people. How they only charging him with stealing? But then I'm like, yo, you know what? Above my pay grade, I don't know shit. You know? So. But hey, I'm just throwing it out there because I'm just like, hey. Let me know. Is that the guy that was like the Murdoch doc, right? I don't know if I'm saying his name. Maybe messed up. But I'm pretty sure that was Alex Murdoch with the red hair and stuff. You know, that was. All right, I don't. I'm just saying. I just wonder, like, he got 40 years for. Okay. All right. Other news, and I wanted to say this. I'm glad I saved this for last because I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. But before we get out of here, I want everybody to know if you've been here long enough, I got good information for you. Sell all your FedEx stocks now. Get rid of FedEx now. Now, the UPS Postal Service just made an agreement and signed a contract with UPS, which cuts FedEx out the deal. Which I don't know, between me and you, like you said, we don't be knowing sometimes. We don't. But I'm pretty sure FedEx and UPS used to work together with the Postal Service, right? You send a package, your Postal Service might come through. The U.S. Might come through the Postal Service, FedEx, or UPS, right? Now, they signed the contract. FedEx didn't, it said FedEx didn't agree with the terms and stuff, right? So, UPS service couldn't come to agreement. So, they made a deal with UPS service, with UPS. And now, FedEx is cut out the deal. And with that being said, that's going to hurt. FedEx is going to go downhill, or FedEx is going to be bought out by Amazon because Amazon's going to need more trucks, more factories. How about not have the FedEx places, right? How about not have the FedEx trucks? The FedEx trucks are a little bit bigger than those Amazons. Am I right? I'm just telling you what's coming down the pipeline. I could be wrong. I might be right. I'm 100% sure about this, though. You can go look it up and read it up. I don't know. Maybe some things I start citing the source and stuff. Like, because I know one time I came here and argued about, like, the person who wrote this story and shit. But, because you can see their names in the article. But, yeah, so, like, hey. FedEx, I'm glad I sold my FedEx stocks right before my birthday in January. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you, like, yo, FedEx is going down here. Amazon, I think Amazon sooner or later is going to buy them, or the UPS is going to buy them. Somebody's going to buy FedEx. But FedEx is no more. Not now. They just signed a contract, so I don't know when the deal goes in place. But just say you ship in, like, a box. Right, you're gonna send it to the postal office to get shipped there. It's never gonna come through FedEx. So now, if anything ever comes, unless you order something offline or through somebody and they might send it through FedEx, then yeah, some shit like that, but you're, or unless you order something online, like, it's never gonna come through FedEx no more. FedEx is about to be done. So I'm just saying by 2027, by 2028, FedEx would be gone. FedEx would be like gone. Like, you know how like we used to say, what like just like Toys R Us, boom. It's gonna be gone. Yeah, there's like a few Toys R Us in Canada. I think there's one in Jersey. There's one somewhere in Texas. There's somewhere in the middle. There's only like 3-4 Toys R Us out there in the world. FedEx is going to, by 2028, there's going to be like 2 FedEx stations. Maybe. Unless they don't get buyout by Amazon, which I think they will. But yeah, that's Bull's new segment for y'all. That's what I think was coming. Be on the lookout. Stimmies are coming. We should be happy. We should be getting our $300 a month. Some people, we get $250 if your kid. You get $300 a month if your kid's under 6. $250 if your kid's above. And yes, I think I'm pretty sure, I'm 50% sure that you get the $300 to $250 per kid. So some of y'all hoes with fucking 4 fucking kids running around, badass fucking dirty ass kids, wipe the fucking crust underneath your nose if you're fucking listening to this. Yes, you'll probably end up getting like $250, $300 per kid. Clap your hands. You know, so now you're good. With that being said, it's the Bot Between Me and You, episode 171. Just be on the lookout, man. Easter's done. It's Transgender Day. Diddy done, diddy done, diddy done. Fucked up. He done fucked up. And maybe he didn't fucked up. To me, he done fucked up because, like I said, they're going to make an example out of him. They let Jeff Epstein. I want to say this. I re-say this. If they catch Diddy, and if Diddy's willing to cooperate, I think Diddy's gonna cooperate, and like, not like, he's just gonna cooperate to the point where like he might get himself, like, he's just gonna like, you know what, I just gotta take what I gotta take. But if something happens to Diddy, then I think other people got scared and they was like, yo, we gotta call. We can't let him know. Even though Diddy's not saying like, oh, like Jeff was saying like, yo, I'm gonna give this up, blah, blah. Niggas was like, yo, you're wildin', bro. You're gonna die. And you died. I think if they see Diddy cooperating and something happens to Diddy, I'm gonna believe all the rumors about like, yo, about this being rich shit. Until then, innocent to proven guilty. That's all I gotta say. Innocent to proven guilty. It's the Bot Between Me and You. And plus, it's between me and you. Obviously, the nigga did it. I just don't understand the rage and shit like that. That happened last podcast when we got here. I just didn't understand that. But now it's been a whole week. You know, shit done died down. Shit done, it's like, because the sex, the drugs and stuff like that. Like, it's just, like I said, we're done talking about that. We're done talking about Future. We're just done, man. Shout out to the women's. We're done talking about Reese versus Caitlin Clark. That just happened last night. LSU versus Iowa. Great fucking women's game. I thought women's college basketball was 2 quarters. That's how you know I never watched a women's basketball game. I thought it was 2 quarters. I'm like, after the first quarter, I'm like, all right, bet. Yo, let me go. I don't know what I started doing. I think I started playing a game or doing some shit. Then I went to go check my FanDuel account, and I'm like, second quarter? I'm like, wait, what the fuck? This was be... And you know, then I see somebody post it. Yo, oh, that first quarter was fire. And I'm like, yo, what? First half? What are you talking about? I didn't know girls basketball was 4 quarters. Literally didn't know. Watch the shit on and off. Because every time I stopped watching, LSU would win. Then when I start watching, Iowa would win. And then I went to the bar and I was watching it. Iowa just took off. I think LSU was up one time since I started watching from the bar. And I was like, yo, why am I watching this? I know we're going to fuck it. They're going to look. Iowa's going to win now. And like, Iowa, all I want to say is quick before we get out here, LSU,
They should have put somebody else better on Caitlin Clark. That's all I got to say. And it's like, shout out to Iowa, because Iowa players know. All to me, they just know, like, yo, we just got to make our shots. I just got to make the shot when I get the shot. Caitlin's going to get me the ball on an open thing. Like, I'm like, yo, all Caitlin's driving, boom, this shit. The other team is wide open. The other player is wide open. All they got to do is just make the shot. Like, you're going to get a good look. All you got to do is just make the shot. Like, all you got to do is make the shot. And, yeah, it was like LSU was shooting twos. Iowa was shooting threes. I don't know. I feel like if Iowa was hitting twos, they was hitting twos. They was making twos on fast breaks. That's my analogy from watching that girls basketball. That's the first time I watched it. I usually watch like the, I used to watch the, when UConn, the last time UConn women's was in national championship, that's the last time I watched girls basketball. But I could have swore, but watched it a little bit, not like deeply watching it. But yeah, that was a great game. That was a great game. Most watched, probably the most watched women's basketball game ever in life. Probably will be. But yeah, with that being said, man, it's the bot between me and you. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, watching, listening. If you're here on YouTube, please like, subscribe, do all the good stuff for me. I appreciate y'all so much. If you're here through Spotify, or through all, if you listen and through audio, I appreciate y'all. Hopefully my voice sounds a little bit better. It doesn't sound raspy. It doesn't sound jaspy. I know I can't rap, but hey. Okay, we out of here though, man. It's the bot between me and you. Y'all already know. Peace.